inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Time for our annual slug hunting edition of Garden Talk, and with us in line as usual is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So those little squishy critters have been out and about with all the rain and the sun that we've had the last couple days. What should we do to get rid of them?
Use slug bait, certainly, and be careful about the kind of slug bait that you use. The traditional slug bait, which with metaldehyde, is not very safe for birds and other critters. So you want to be very careful using that, hiding it underneath chunks of boards or shingles or in containers that you can place among the plants which are being chewed on, underneath cabbage plants or that sort of thing. My biggest problem here, I planted some new kale seeds 2 weeks ago, and last week and this past weekend, they were up and growing and looking good, and then they started disappearing fast and go out in the evening or early morning, especially on the moist days, and the slugs were out there chowing down. So I did. I've got some old bricks and used some Sluggo, put some of that, and this was around some rocks that I was using to border this garden bed. And again, that's, you've got rocks, you've got gaps and spaces, perfect slug habitat. So I tucked some of the slug bait in there, covered them up with some of the bricks. Since then, of course, it's also been dry since I applied it, but this weekend's supposed to be rather moist. That may get them out there. I'll probably get out with my ammonia and water spray and try to shoot some slugs in the evenings.
And also the other alternatives, you can squish them. That's kind of fun. You can
You can skewer them. You can salt them. There's all sorts of methods. Get an old pair of scissors that you don't want to use for anything else. Snip them in half. Make sure they are non-functional. And put them in a, you know, you put a whole bunch of them that have been dealt with somehow in a bucket of water. Let it ferment with some seaweed and weeds, and then dilute that nasty, slimy liquid to feed the back to the plants.
Well, and how about the use of some real bad, cheap American ale? How's that work?
Yeah, I can certainly do that, too. And again, you know, just leave a few ounces of beer in the bottom of a bottle. And again, you know, if you don't want to look like there's been this wild party in your garden, tuck the bottles in underneath the plants, underneath the potatoes and cabbages, lettuce, Swiss chard. You know, tuck them away, try to make it a little less obvious, and have the mouth of the bottle just at soil level so the slugs climb in to get to some of that beer and go out happy.
And any other methods that we can kind of keep in mind here for eradicating slugs?
Using a barrier actually of crushed gravel, sand as a border. Although I've seen them going across sand, going across fairly dry stuff. But a barrier, crushed shells, if you can go down to the beach and get some of the crushed shells, where sometimes you'll see them, the clam and mussel shells. Of course, if you have big shells, clam and mussel shells, the slugs will hide underneath them. So you do have to be a little careful with that.
Also, of course, you probably want to clean up your garden, not leave a mess, right?
Right. Getting rid of any of the dead and dying back foliage, and that really does help. Because, again, that's the kind of stuff that the slugs really like to feed on, though they have their favorites, like these new, young, tender sprouts of the kale and lettuce and that sort of thing.
Before we go here, we should probably let listeners know about an event happening this weekend.
On Saturday, the Master Gardeners are putting on the 2016 garden tours. There will be 6 gardens available to see from North Douglas to out the road. And this is with 6 gardens a little longer this year, 11 o'clock in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Tickets are $20, and tickets are available at the Jack and at Hearthside Books. So this is from now until Saturday morning. And then the maps, so what you'll get a ticket or a wristband, actually. And then Saturday morning at the Jack and at Safeway in the Valley, we will actually be handing out the maps of the gardens so you can make the rounds to visit these. It's worthwhile if you get together with a couple of friends to carpool, because parking can be limited at some of the gardens too. But again, it's a great chance to see everything from ponds and water features to vegetable gardens and perennial gardens, and all sorts of stuff is in bloom right now. Primroses are magnificent and other stuff. And again, see how other people are doing, get some hints and tips from other gardeners, and it's a great social event. Lots of people out there talking and enthused about gardening in Southeast Alaska.
Is your plot on the garden map of the stars for the Juneau area?
I am not supposed to say.
Oh.
I guess maybe that's a hint.
Okay. Ed Byerski, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Matt.
Ed Byerski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for sunny skies for today. And as mentioned earlier, clouds will be moving in, a chance of rain for this weekend. Rain will be starting up tomorrow. Temperatures today in the 70s. Now back to Jamie and Cheryl.